When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight applied to be a writer on my late night show back in the early 1990s. He wasn't ready then, but a spot just opened up. I'd like to talk to him, see if he's got what it takes. I've been told he's made some progress in the business. Please welcome a Stephen Colbert. Stephen, what a thrill to have you here.
So happy to. I'm a big fan. I've been a fan for ages.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm Stephen Colbert. Look at me.
You know, I think you have a lot of explaining to do.
I am needy.
You're needy.
And when I'm not with the audience, I get panicky.
You get panicky without the audience.
I get a little depressed when I can't stand in front of an audience and tell them jokes and get laughs. What? I get depressed.
Yeah.
I get depressed.
Yeah.
I get lonely.
What's that like to
They're
be...
my only friends, Conan.
Okay. What? Curious. What's that like to be a needy performer? Who's only happy if they're getting laughs, and without it, they feel shallow and empty. I want to explore that world, because it's a mystery to me.
It's profitable.
Yeah.
I've turned my mental illness into a business model.
You know that that's exactly what my father said to me about 15 years ago. He was watching me perform, and he said, "Oh, I understand now. You've taken something that should be treated and turned it into an occupation."
Did he really say that?
Yes, he did. I want to ask you about what's going on back here. You're not a people person because you douse yourself with Purell after is this what you do? Because I want to ask you.
No, before. This is real. I do. You don't have this behind your desk?
I have a hazmat chamber I go into.
Just when I'm, all when I'm irradiation?
Done, yeah, whenever I'm done with a guest and I'm like, thanks a lot, Mr. T, I go into a special chamber and then I'm doused with various lights, liquids, gases, creams, and oils.
No, I have this back there to protect my guests because I don't want to get my guests sick. And because I am always operating. I don't know how you deal with your show after 25 years, but this is breaking me.
It's
breaking my endocrine system, and I'm sick all the time.
You didn't have to say that. You don't have to say it's breaking my endocrine system. That made some of us feel not so smart.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Conan O'Brien?
That's right.
Really, Mr. Harvard?
I knew you'd pull that.
An endocrine. Here's the thing.
It's a different Harvard. It was the Harvard Driving School.
The best. The best.
I can parallel park. Summa in parallel parking.
Uh-huh. It's better than Yale Diesel Mechanics. No, but I don't want to get my guests sick, and I often will have a cold or something like that, and I don't want to get my guests sick.
Yeah, that's very wise.
I'm being thoughtful, Conan.
Yeah.
You're Typhoid Mary over there on your show. You're like, come here.
I like
come here, oldest man in the world.
Hello, Dame Judi Dench. You know? I didn't really do it.
You really? I want playback. Jim, I want playback on that.
I commit as a performer.
That was like watching a meteor shower. Is this mine?
It was yours. Now it's got my snot in it, but go ahead.
I'm good.
How do you come down from a show? When I do a show, I get a lot of energy from it, and then I come home, and my family isn't interested in... they're not. They don't want hyperactive Conan mm-hmm. at home. They don't... What do? How do you... You have a lovely family. How do you make that
this
transition?
This is how I do it. I live in Philly. It takes me 3 hours to get there.
Right. That's,
yeah. By actually... the time I get there, I just go straight to bed. My children haven't seen me since 2005. What do I do? I don't know. I guess I'm unpleasant. When I first get home...
Me too. I'm unpleasant.
That's the secret. Find somebody who will stay with you regardless of the fact that you're really hard to be with. Can I tell you a story about you?
Yeah.
And that is, this fall, I celebrated 25 years with my wife. Our 25th wedding anniversary was coming up. And when we first started... Thank you. She puts up with me.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something special. And when we first started dating, she lived in New York and I lived in Chicago. And there was no internet. We couldn't afford telephone calls. So we wrote each other letters almost every day. We have hundreds of letters to each other.
That's so cool. You're like a Civil War veteran.
Very much so. Sad violins play whenever I think about it. My dearest Lorraine. And so for, but they've been packed away in this box. She actually had a little, very pretty little box that she put them all in, and she put them somewhere back in the attic. I don't know where they were, and I wanted to get them to get a few out to read to each other on our anniversary. And I didn't know where they were, and she knows where everything is. But I can't ask her because it's got to be a surprise.
Right.
So I thought, I'm walking up the steps and going, how can I ask her where they are? And when we first started dating is when I applied to be a writer on your first show.
1993, yeah.
Yeah. And we were married the month you came on the air, in October of 1993. And I thought, oh, I know. Hey, hun, I got a call from Conan last night. And she goes, oh, what did he want? I said, you remember how I applied to be a writer on Conan's show? And he didn't hire me, and I don't resent him at all. And she goes, yeah, I remember that. You talk about it a lot. And I said, he called me because he is ending his present show, and he's going to change up the show.
Right.
And for the end of his show, he's having people who submitted to his original show, he's looking back 25 years, come on and read some of the original pitches to the original show, and he wants me to just read it at my desk. I don't have to go to L.A. I can't find those original pitches. She goes, well, where would they be? I said, the last time I saw them, they were in the same box as those letters that we wrote to each other. And she goes, oh, my God, you're going to have to put on a headlamp and crawl into the eaves because it's in the back and the thing and behind it, and you see the kids, and you'll see the kids, the original bassinet, it's behind there. It's in the box. It's labeled something else, but go in, and it's in the bottom. And I go, great. So I go get them. I come out and I hide the things from her, and I said, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the Conan stuff. I'll have to look someplace else. And the next day, you announced that you're changing your show.
Right.
I didn't know.
Right.
I made that up as a lie to my wife.
I changed the show to justify the lie so you wouldn't get caught.
You're a good man.
I'm a very good man.
You're a good man.
Maybe the best man ever.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have. This really didn't go anywhere. Hey. Good luck. You'll get a gig. Network's easy. Stephen Colbert, everybody. That's great.
Coming up, Jason Bateman interviews Stephen.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
We're back with Jason Bateman. Jason, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh,
this is what you said. You said in an interview or something like that, I don't follow your career.
Guys,
you said
in the career. Who's ready to come up here and defend
you said
me?
This. You said this.
Oh, no.
You said you were considering becoming a talk show host in New York 20 years from now. Is this a retirement plan to you? You think this is so easy?
No, man.
That 20 years from now, you're, I just want to check out.
No,
I know I'll be a talk show host. That looks like a dream.
My kids love their schools. When they're done with their schools out in L.A., then they can come out to New York.
Well, you think you can just waltz in 20 years from now and someone's just going to make room for you?
No, this is hard, Stephen. You're in here. Mm-hmm. You're in here early at noon or something, right? And you're banging out two shows in 2 hours. You're doing two monologues in the same tie. He hasn't changed his tie.
Go try it. Try it. Go ahead. Come on, Mr. Smart Guy. Go on. Introduce me. Introduce me. Give me a good song.
Oh, my God. Guys. Woo! I gotta. Tell you. Okay, we're back. Hope you enjoyed the commercials. This is really a thrill. I owe you big for this. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is an incredible performer, a recent man. I don't know. I'm vamping. I've got no cards. You get cards. It's so simple. And we're happy to have him. Please give a warm welcome to, tell me it one more time, Stephen Colbert. This is embarrassing. We're out of time.
Mm-hmm. Great to be here, man. I'm a huge fan. What you're doing
is important.
It really is.
Well,
thank you, man. You're so great.
Listen,
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it night after night. That looks like the hardest job in America.
It's not easy.
Incredible.
It's not easy.
I love you, and I'm so obsessed with you.
And,
so great.
And not mutual admiration, but we saw that clip of your new dramatic show.
Thank you.
Boy, baby, let me tell you what you're not is bland.
No.
Okay?
No.
What's it like to work with Laura Linney?
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Quick, very, very, answer. Very hot. You know, it's Laura Linney. Amazing Laura Linney. She's an incredible actress. Beautiful. I was against the nude scenes. She insisted. Yeah.
She insisted. She's very proud.
Yeah. Of me. Because I was nude. She was fully
clothed.
Nude
scenes.
I was nude. Oh no. Absolutely not. No. She said, "Let me at that thing." That's what she said. Yeah. She said, "Your ass looks so high and firm. I could bounce a quarter off and get back two dimes and a nickel." Laura Linney said that. She said that.
Well, you were a skater.
What?
You were a skater. I
understand. For a little while, I worked in Ice Capades.
Yep.
When I started off my career in the Ice Capades, it was called the Frozen Peaches. We were a Georgia-based Ice Capade group we reenacted Civil War battles on ice. Wow. And I played the bugler who dies at the end. It was amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Triple Sow Cow, double axle, the whole schmear.
Any funny stories from the set? You don't ask boring hijink stories like that on this show.
That was a terrible question,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, that's why they watch.
You know what, Jason? I miss Dave.
Yeah. Listen.
No.
I would. No! Don't go! Wait.
Ozark premieres
tomorrow on Netflix. Jason Bateman, everyone.
Coming up, Robert De Niro.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with Robert De Niro. It's so great to have you on. Always wonderful to talk to you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Another great movie recently, Joker, where you play a talk show host.
Yes.
Of a late night talk show.
Yes.
Not so easy, is it, tough guy, right? Yeah, what did you make of that? When you played the character, what did you make of the gig?
Well, I always thought about you.
I hope not. I've seen what happens in the movie.
Right.
Thank you. You're very kind. I tell you what. Would you like to switch places?
For that's up
to you.
Why don't you be a talk show host?
I'll be.
That's up to you.
Okay, you. Come here.
Go away.
So here's the scenario. You're a talk show host.
Yeah.
And I'm your guest, Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Well, gee, it's so nice to have you on the show. Can I call you Bob? Okay. So, what have you been doing lately? If I can ask.
I got a movie.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
What's the movie about?
I don't know. Which one is it? What do we got?
Oh, okay.
What is this? What do we got?
Okay. What other actors did you work with?
Guys, Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
This is a scene with me and Martin Lawrence in Big Mama's House 4. Yeah. Yeah, we go to the moon in this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You go to the moon.
Big Mama on the moon. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty good movie.
Well, tell us about that.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So you didn't see those scenes, or you didn't see the movie yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know which one. Yeah.
Listen, that's
a good movie. It's a great movie.
What?
It's a good movie.
Good. I'm glad. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to tell me about it? No. Nothing.
You can talk. You can talk.
Well, I saw the movie, and it wasn't so great, but but you were great in it, you know.
What?
You were great, but the movie, not so good. Okay. He talks less out here, but I know we talked backstage, and he was giving me a whole rundown of the film and everything, but for some reason, he doesn't want to talk. What do you want to talk about?
I got a restaurant.
Okay. What kind of restaurant do you have?
I don't know.
Let me start. Well, we love having you on the show.
Good thing.
Should we strike up a song or something?
Thank you. Stay right here. The Irishman is in theaters now and on Netflix Wednesday. Robert De Niro, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.